and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks. A happy and relief-filled homecoming for some Wisconsin residents returning to the U.S. this weekend after getting stranded in Israel. Scott Forrester says he monitored the assault until he was safely out of there.
There's multiple apps to track the rockets, like we track the weather. And as soon as I got on the plane, I deleted it. I didn't even want to think about it anymore.
At least 30 Americans have now died in the conflict, more than 4,000 on both sides. And the situation in Gaza is getting more dire by the hour, where more than 2 million people have lost access to water, fuel, and medicine. Thousands have already evacuated the region, but others are stuck there, including American Amira Abulugar.
The world is going to watch people be killed mercilessly. In real time.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Egypt's president today to get more Americans out.
Rafah will be open. We're putting in place with the United Nations, with Egypt, with Israel, with others, the mechanism by which to get the assistance in and to get it to the people who need it.
The efforts coming ahead of an expected ground assault by Israel against Hamas. A 6.3 magnitude earthquake has crumbled villages in Afghanistan. Philip Kof is with the World Food Program.
Dozens of villages are affected, some entirely flattened. Those who have survived have lost everything. They are left with no shelter or food.
This comes a week after powerful tremors killed thousands there. Here at home, police have arrested the suspected shooter who shot three people at the Texas State Fair. Tammy Skolcup was there.
I mean, it was pop, 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 pop. I mean, it sounds like what you hear gunfire sound like every time you see anything on the news like this.
The victims are expected to survive. Auto strikes aren't over.
It has been a pattern with the UAW to announce additional striking factories on Fridays. But this past Friday, it didn't do that. Union President John Fain says it broke the pattern because the auto company started gaming the system, waiting until Fridays to do any serious bargaining. So from now on, Fain says the union could expand its walkouts at any moment.
That's CBS's Linda Kenyon reporting. Best Buy is saying goodbye to DVDs and Blu-rays. The retailer says people are consuming media differently these days, so it plans to phase them out by early 2024. And Suzanne Summers has died of breast cancer at 76.
When you hear those three words, you have cancer, wow, that's coming face to face with your mortality.
The actress, author, and entrepreneur had battled skin and breast cancer for decades. About 3 months ago, she confirmed it was back. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
From local town councils to Capitol Hill, agents who are realtors are standing up for what's right. We're here protecting property rights. Here advocating for the issues that affect our neighborhoods. Here championing fair and equitable housing for all. Because we are realtors, bound by a code of ethics, driven to serve our communities. We're here for it all. Here for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with Syntec and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec Premium Full Synthetic Motor Oil is formulated for today's engines to dissipate heat and friction and reduce wear. Get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and a MicroGuard Select Filter for just $33.99. Limit supply. See store for details. Get Syntec only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows dip down to about 39 tonight under overcast skies, northerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 55 tomorrow, overcast skies, mainly cloudy. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 35. mid-50s Tuesday, turning warmer Wednesday with highs in the low 60s and scattered showers possible. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 57.
Welcome once again, friends, to Seth Faces the Music. It is a show of many mysteries. What will he play next? What's the theme going to be? Why is he still on the air? Well, we may not have all the answers to all the questions, but I do know what we're doing today, and it's mystery show number two. That's right, get out your pencils and your paper and try to figure out how all these songs are connected. It's time to put your brains to the test once again, so join me, won't you, as we face the mysterious music together.
My arms. you, I wonder if that's true. But if I did, I would summon them together. Ask them to watch over you, while to each burn a candle for you, to make bright and clear your path, and to walk like Christ in grace and love, and guide you into my arms, into my arms, oh Lord, into my arms. Into my arms, oh Lord, into my arms. But I believe in love, and I know that you. I believe in some kind of path that we can walk down, me and you. So keep your candles burning, make a journey bright and pure, that you'll keep returning always and evermore. Into my arms, oh Lord, into my arms, oh Lord, into my arms, oh Lord, into my arms.
Into my arms, that was Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, with a classic love song from probably their best album. That was 1994's The Boatman's Call. And before that, we took a track from the Twilight soundtrack. It originally had lyrics and a singer, Perry Farrell, those who know, the former singer of Jane's Addiction. But I liked the Vitamin String Quartet's version, which is how we started the show today. Up next, we have a song from a man from Dallas, Texas. Sadly, died right here in Wisconsin. Considered one of the great blues stylists of his generation, he died back in 1990, but his music lives on. Here's Stevie Ray Vaughan with Empty Arms.
You're gonna miss me. wind out of every window and disappear with everything that you held dear. But you shed not a single tear for the things that you didn't mean, 'cause you knew you were finally.
Death Cab for Cutie is the name of the band, featuring the great Ben Gibbard, also of the Postal Service and noted Seattle Mariners fan, with Your Heart is an Empty Room. Stay tuned to Seth Faces the Music, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back with a band whose leader was obsessed with the Four Freshmen, Phil Spector, and the Beatles, and it drove him to create what he thought was pop perfection. That's coming up right here on WFHR.
The Todd Alba Show.
These fires in Alberta, they're just this very narrow jet stream, just bringing all that kind of smoke down. What it does is those sunsets and sunrises. Yeah. I mean, you've just got this massive, deep red disc up in the sky. It's like you're in a Star Wars, you know, movie or something like that.
The Todd Alba Show.
Which makes sense when you look at the Civic Media lineup. I mean, we really look like the Cantina Bar as far as all the characters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
In my room.
you rock my boat.
Rock my boat.
'Cause I don't want my boat to be rocking.
Don't rock my boat.
Oh, please, don't you rock my boat.
Don't
no,
rock
no.
My boat.
'Cause I don't want my boat to be rocking.
Satisfy My Soul. Yes, indeed, that song does. That was Bob Marley and the Wailers with one of their classics. And before that, of course, the Beach Boys with, in my opinion, one of the greatest songs that Brian Wilson ever wrote, In My Room. There is no question that some of the best music ever made in this country came out of Tennessee, whether you're talking about Nashville or the city I'm going to right now, Memphis. That, of course, was the home of Sun Records, but let's not forget Stax, Volt, and all the soul late 60s classics that they churned out, including this one. Please join me in welcoming Mr. Moore and Mr. Prater, better known as Sam and Dave, with Soul Man. Take It As It Comes. That was the great Steve Winwood during his great success during his solo career in the 1980s from Back in the High Life. That was the album. And before that, quite possibly the greatest alternative band ever. That was Pixies with Here Comes Your Man. Time for another break here on Seth Faces the Music. When we come back, we've got a jazz tune, that's right, that was an unexpected pop success back in the 1960s. I'm sure you've heard it before. You've tapped your toes, you've snapped your fingers as we come back here on WFHR.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Teachers, learners, schools, and communities have never faced more challenges than they do in 2023. Is education a matter of national security? Major elections, artificial intelligence, educator shortages, these issues have serious implications. Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci break it down every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. for you and your neighbor. Busted Pencils on the Civic Media Network.
Find previous shows and more at civicmedia.us.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Thank you.
From his breakout album, The Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars, that was 5 years by Mr. David Bowie. And before that, we had the Dave Brubeck Quartet, featuring Paul Desmond on alto sax and Joe Morello on drums. When asked about that song, Dave Brubeck said it wasn't supposed to be a hit. It was just supposed to be a drum solo for Mr. Morello. Up next is a singing and songwriting icon. Had great success as part of Simon & Garfunkel in the 1960s, then moved on to have an extremely successful solo career. Here is Mr. Paul Simon with Still Crazy After All These Years.
I met my old lover on the street last night. She seemed so glad to see me. I just smiled, and we talked about some old times, and we drank ourselves some beers. Still crazy after all these years. Oh, still crazy after all these years. I'm not the kind who tends to socialize. I seem to lean on old familiar ways, and I ain't no fool for love songs that whisper in my ears. Still crazy after all these years. Oh, still crazy.
All night long.
All Night Long with Lionel Richie. If you haven't had a chance recently, go back and watch the video for that. Oh, 80s videos were so weird, but in a fabulously weird way. That is going to wrap up hour one of Seth Faces the Music for today. Stay tuned for hour two and keep on looking. Have you figured out what the mystery connection is? I hope you do. If not, you've got a whole nother hour to figure it out. We'll see you on the flip side.
Having low income can mean making tough choices, choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income
WFHR program. Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.